Reduction in communication cost and customer support cost with more interactive, tailored support capabilities inherent in internet technologies. So we already discussed this, that, you know, a lot of communication which was required in the olden days. I still remember that people used to send purchase orders, you know, a PDF copy of the purchase order through email, etc. So with these new solutions, you know, a lot of communication, because again, in email communication, the person to whom it is marked, suppose he is on leave or he is absent, then this communication can be missed. But when you have this internet-based IT solutions, then it is there in the system and it generates certain alerts. So it is not dependent on a single human being, but it basically addresses a function. And even the downstream actions which have to be initiated will be done by the system. New channel capabilities to reach different customer segment and further exploit current markets. So you are also enhancing the capabilities and you can reach to a wider audience. One example, of course, is the e-commerce. The way e-commerce has expanded, and it basically encourages people to even buy things that really they don't require, right? So this is a classic example of how internet platform can actually extend your market reach. Ability to enhance traditional products and customer relationship through customization driven by internet connectivity and interactivity. A lot of interaction today is not involving a human. So, you know, your choice of product, again, I take the e-commerce example. So a product is available, let's say you're buying a piece of apparel or a garment. You can choose the color, you can choose the size. So you are doing this interacting with the platform, or you're interacting with the portal. And, you know, it enhances, you can also customize it. So whatever offering you have to give to the market, you can structure it on your platform. So you're actually enhancing your capability, your sales capabilities over the traditional systems. Barcoding and scanning. So auto identification systems allow channel members to quickly track and communicate movement details with a low probability of error. So typically, you know, when you have materials received, you know, now there can be so many variants, so you don't know what is the material which has been received. Now physically, if you have to capture this information in your IT system, it's a Herculean task and it's prone to a lot of errors. Take the example of a departmental store. They are getting thousands of items if you look at on offer. Now there are same product will be coming from different batches with different promotions with different MRP levels. Now practically it will be very difficult to, you know, capture this information when you are receiving the material at the departmental store receiving department. But because they have a barcode, what they do is they simply have to scan the barcode, and the departmental store or the supermarket will have all the information about what is the SKU. If it's a unique SKU, even those parameters will be captured. Things like batch number, what is the MRP. So these can be had from the barcode, and this will be error free. So even when you are looking at the checkout, when you do the billing, imagine you have so many products. If you had to do this manually, you can imagine the kind of time it would take. But with a barcode, you are able to quickly detect the product, get the correct price, and you can bill the product. And even if there are multiples, you know, the system will detect that this product has already been billed. It will keep on increasing the numbers. And, you know, you have a billing which is done in a very short time and very, very accurately. So a barcode is a grouping of parallel bars, usually blocks of, you know, varying widths separated by light spaces. Now all of us have seen the barcode, so I don't need to explain it a little further. Basically, it's a digitization of the information, and it's in a form which is a machine recognizable form. You know, nowadays not only the barcode, but you also have the QR codes, which are the square codes, and the machine or the even your simple mobile phones can detect the information which is stored there. So you can accurately read this information. A scanner is used to read the bars and the spaces and uses software to interpret their meaning. So of course, if there are very special kind of barcodes, then you require special scanners. But the general kind of the barcode or QR scanners can be read by normal software, which are even available on the mobile, etc. No technical knowledge is required to develop the barcodes. Speed, accuracy, and reliability are possible without much strain. So, because it's software generated, you know, so once you feed the information that you want the barcode to contain, the barcode is generated by a software. And it has certain features by which, even if there is a misprint of the barcode or if there is some damage to the barcode, it will either show an error or it will rectify the error, because there are certain algorithms which are used. So you can read the information with speed, with accuracy, and reliability. So what are the benefits of the barcoding and scanning in supply chain? So speed of data entry. So let us say that you are running the supermarket or the departmental store, and you have to take in the material, or you are doing the checkout at the billing. You can speed up the data entry. So you can capture the information very speedily. You do it very accurately. You reduce the material handling and the labor. So if you are looking at an industrial scenario, then a lot of handling can be avoided. There are handheld scanners. You can quickly scan and it will capture all the information. So you know all the material which has come in from the information captured in the scanner. It monitors the labor efficiency, improves the customer service, reduces product recall, because customer service in the sense that shorter time, like for example, if you are looking at the checkout at a supermarket, you are not taking much time to clear the customers, which actually will reduce the waiting time for the customer and enhance the customer service. So people will prefer to come to your store if the waiting time is, let's say, half a minute, rather than go to a store where the waiting time in the queue is 5 minutes. Okay, so reduces product recall, because if you are delivering the wrong product, right, then you are going to have rejections and you will have product recall if you have sent out the wrong material. So all these kind of errors can be reduced. Verifies orders at the receiving and the shipping. So even at the time of shipping or at the time of receiving, you simply have to scan it and you have all the details. You don't need to really capture. So if you have a consignment which is made up of, let's say, 5 different products, and there are a number of SKUs or packets which have been received, then if you are using the barcode, then you can quickly capture the information without having to count, and it will also be far more accurate. Continuing further, so it reduces the work in process idle time. We have already seen that it speeds up, so naturally the work in process also will be reduced. Any idle time in the system also will be reduced, because it enhances or accelerates the throughput. Monitors and controls shop floor activities. So even when you are using these technologies on the shop floor, like for example, even in automobiles, you will see that normally on the on the passenger side, the rear window, there will be a barcode, and the barcode will probably tell the assembly line which variant it is, what are the assemblies and components which have to go into the particular vehicle. Also downstream, even at the dealership, etc., they can actually track just scanning the barcode, a lot of information about the vehicle. Maybe things like the chassis number or the engine number, etc., also can be read from these technologies. It also optimizes the floor space because it basically speeds up your operations, leaving very little time for any checks and cross checks, etc. So improves the product yield and reduces the scrap because you are eliminating errors. Communications. So information technology significantly enhances the supply chain performance through faster and widespread communication. So we have already said that the IT technology is not restricted to only computations or planning or so, but it also communicates. So it also can offer alerts, or it can tell the people that a new order has come in, a new delivery has to be made, so a new shipment has been created. Application of radio frequency, satellite communication, and image processing technologies have overcome the problem caused by product movement and geographic decentralization. So the radio frequency and satellite communication and image processing, they have all overcome some of the limitations, which we had earlier in the traditional systems. And also, whenever you're moving the materials across geographies, yeah? So these are the benefits of IT in communication. Improved customer service is provided in the form of more timely definition of tasks, quicker transport tracing, and faster transfer of sales and inventory information. So like we said, the information is not reliant on human beings. You don't have to send an email and wait for another person to read it. The information is exchanged machine to machine. The alerts are thrown up. The functions are alerted. And this speeds up the entire process. The availability of shared information has led to increased efficiency and effectiveness across the supply chain. It goes without saying, because you are saying that the accuracy, the speed, reliability, everything goes up. And ultimately, that has to result in the effectiveness of the supply chain also improving. So supply chain technologies, which are now shaping the future of supply chain. So the new age technologies which are coming, they are artificial intelligence, automated material handling systems, barcoding and automatic identification systems, cloud computing, flexible manufacturing systems, Internet of Things, machine learning, robotics, big data, blockchain. So coming to artificial intelligence, integration of artificial intelligence into supply chain technologies like voice recognition for wearable devices would help overcome several regulatory obstacles. So with artificial intelligence, the future of supply chain will be driven by continuous collaboration and seamless information flow. So traditional systems used to require very structured inputs. And with the artificial intelligence, it's a machine learning. And if we were talking about this technology 10 years ago, then people would find it very difficult to understand this. But today, you know that in Google and even this solutions offered by Amazon, etc., you have devices where it recognizes spoken words. So you can ask a question, the system recognizes your question and then gives you an appropriate answer. You don't have to type out your query, for seeking any clarifications. So artificial intelligence has become, quite advanced today. And even in the industry, even today, if you look at your softwares like Office 365, etc., they have this features like dictation, etc., where you can speak and it will take the dictation and convert it into words. So all these are artificial intelligence, where irrespective of the tone, the accent of a person, it recognizes, and you don't need to train the device. With minimal training, it recognizes and it can discern between words which are similar sounding based on the grammar and the applicability of those words. So That is artificial intelligence. Cloud computing. The use of cloud computing serves as a tool driving supply chain and processes with reduced upgrade impact and enabling innovative software adoption more quickly. So with cloud computing, total cost of ownership and timing would also experience improvement. Cloud computing in the future seeks to enable easy integration and connectivity in addition to path migration for extra functionality. So traditionally what happened is you had to buy a software, you had to install the software, you had to sometimes put in a lot of information before you can actually start using it. And you needed certain kind of a hardware to even install the software. Same is the case with the ERP system, because in ERP system you had to invest in a hardware and then you had to choose the ERP system, which is effectively a kind of a software. So when you're going to the cloud computing, you no longer need to do this. In a cloud computing, the service provider has the server and he only grants the access to you. In some cases, they will help you port the data on the cloud, and once you do that, you're ready to go. So you're basically not investing in hardware, you're not purchasing a software, you're only buying the services. So you pay for these services as long as you continue to use them. So if you are starting a new company or a startup where you don't want to make a huge capital expenditure, then you can subscribe to such a cloud computing system where you pay for the services as long as you do. And suppose you want to discontinue and move to some other solution, you can also do that. And also, as they said, that the cost of ownership is lower because you're not investing heavily into the capital equipment. At the same time, it's much faster to start. If you have to, install the hardware and set up a network, within your organization, and then set up the policies, guidelines, rules, it's a much lengthy process, which we will see as we go ahead, which here can be, compressed. You have a ready solution. All that you need to do is put in your data, and the moment you do that, you're ready to go. So cloud computing in future seeks to enable easy integration and connectivity in addition to the path migration for extra functionality. Machine learning. So machine learning offers computers the learning capability without being overtly programmed. Using machine learning in the supply chain, we can computer program teach themselves to evolve and quickly change when exposed to a new set of instructions. The evolution of using this supply chain technologies makes learning in supply chain planning inevitable. So what does machine learning do? In artificial intelligence, already there is a lot of information which is fed into the system. In machine learning, the machine tends to learn things as you go along. So whenever you operate the machine, it actually senses what are your preferences, etc., and it tends to store this information. One very simple example of machine learning I will like to share here. You have the inverter type of air conditioners. Now, traditionally, the air conditioners used to have a thermostat, which means that when you set the temperature, the air conditioner, you switch it on, the ambient temperature is high. Now, as the air conditioner works, gradually the temperature drops. And when the temperature comes to a certain level, the thermostat will cut off the compressor. The temperature will gradually rise over a period of time. The moment it goes again beyond a certain range, the compressor cuts in, and again the cooling starts. Now, in the inverter AC, the technology is slightly different. You have a compressor which is a variable speed compressor, and depending upon the cooling need, the compressor speed will increase or decrease. And what happens here is when you start the air conditioner, the inverter air conditioner, it will start to run at a higher speed because your ambient temperature is high. as the temperature starts to fall, the compressor speed also falls. But there is an inherent tendency to overcorrect. So what happens is that it may so happen that the compressor is running and the temperature goes below the target temperature. So you have set the temperature to 22, but the temperature went to 20 degrees. And then the compressor slows down. But when it slows down, you find the temperature going up again. And instead of 22, it goes to 24 or 23. So again, the compressor will increase the speed and the cooling is increased. Now, the machine learning here is it over a period of time learns what is the heat load which is there, what is the rate at which the temperature is going up or coming down. And with that, it will manage the compressor speed in such a way that it will come to the target temperature very quickly, without overshooting, without hunting, and it will maintain a constant speed at which the temperature will be maintained. So this is one example, a very simple example of machine learning. So coming to the next point, the blockchain. So in any supply chain transaction from manufacturer to buyer, there are multiple copies of transactions, logistics document, purchase orders, transportation invoices, inventory receipts, transfers, and so on, which is must and create errors in the process. Blockchain in a nutshell helps all of the players in an industry to store and share these things among parties in one place. So in blockchain, the single copy is maintained, and every time a change is made to this copy, the revised copy is maintained, and it is maintained at all the machines. So all the stakeholders, all the people involved will have always the current information. And the system has built-in checks to ensure that you have the updated and the latest information. Number two, there are some built-in policies and rules which can be built in. So you can say that if particular conditions are met, this payment can be released. So you have also a lot of possibility on automation in blockchain. And this is supposed to be one of the future technology. A lot of people are working on it. We are yet to see it in supply chain, in operations. I'm sure somewhere they must be already trying it on an experimental basis. But certainly this is one technology that we hope to see in future. Big data. So what makes big data unique? So it is velocity in real time. It's a variety that the data varies in real time, and the volume of the data. Velocity, because you are crunching the data in real time and real fast. Variety, because even in big data, the data could be from various sources. So it could be like data from your own organization, can be data from the internet, can be data from the intranet, could be from other sources. So there are various kind of data which can be crunched. The data can be very structured, and also data which is not structured. And generally, when you say big data, the volumes are huge. That means you are taking the sample size, which is significantly large, which means that the inference that you draw out of the data will also be fairly accurate, more accurate than the normal methods that you use. So long global supply chain necessitates data captive at the multiple points in the supply chain. In addition, there is now a proliferation of consumer sentiment data resulting from tweet, likes, and product reviews on website. Such data must be analyzed and quantified using this technology. So we were talking about, you know, the unstructured data. So you can see, you can capture data, not only what is available in your system in terms of the structured likes or dislikes that the customer may have given in a feedback form, but even from social media platforms, you know, where there are criticisms or there may be complaints, issues, All these can be captured, can be analyzed, and can be used to arrive at decisions. So, coming to the summary, the vision of supply chain technologies, which are shaping present and the future of supply chain, is to create a seamless end-to-end supply chain with perceptible perceptibility into execution and planning at every stage or every level. To embrace these supply chain technologies, businesses are expected to follow the best processes suitable for the operations while extending collaboration and prominence across their supply chain. Data is essential to this process, with a seamless connection in making better decisions and improving the overall performance. So what we are saying is that with this technology, we can have a collaboration where we have seamless data sharing, seamless communication across the supply chain, right from supplier down to the customer. So even the customer knows when the material is going to be delivered. Also, we talked about, you know, the new venues where the IT-enabled solutions can be used, like blockchain and the cloud computing and all that. So these will actually help better service the customers and remain at the forefront of the market. Thank you.